Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Ever feel like you're walking around on a tightrope, trying to keep your emotions in check? Like sometimes, you just don't know what hit you or why you reacted the way you did. Trust me, you're not alone. We all have these moments, but guess what? There's a superpower that can help us navigate this emotional roller coaster. Emotional intelligence. And today, in our Shadow Work Quickies, we're diving into the heart of understanding your feelings and becoming emotionally intelligent ninjas. Think of it as your 5-minute daily dose of self-awareness magic. Because let's be real, knowing what makes us tick can be life-changing, right? First things first. Emotional intelligence isn't about being a walking, talking therapist, although that could be cool. It's about recognizing your own emotions, understanding their triggers, and learning how to express them in healthy ways. It's like having an internal GPS for your feelings guiding you through the ups and downs with grace and wisdom. All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Number 1. Pay attention to your body. Your physical sensations are major clues. You know that feeling in your stomach when you're nervous? Or that tightness in your chest when you're angry? These aren't just random occurrences. They're your body's way of saying, hey, something's going on here. So tune in what's happening physically. Number 2. Label those feelings. Don't just say, I feel bad. Dig deeper. Are you feeling frustrated? Sad? Anxious? Putting a name to it can actually help diffuse its power. Like magic, right? Number 3. Understand your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Identifying these triggers is like finding the weak spot in a villain's armor, and knowing their weakness gives you the upper hand. Number 4. Practice healthy expression. You don't have to bottle everything up. Find constructive outlets, journaling, talking to a trusted friend, exercising, whatever works for you. Bottling it all up is like storing toxic waste. It's just going to explode eventually. Number 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we're going to have moments of emotional upheaval. Treat yourself with the same understanding you would offer a dear friend. You know that feeling when you're having a bad day and someone says, hey, it's okay, everyone has those days. That kind of support is powerful. Now imagine extending that same level of kindness to yourself. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and your boss criticizes your presentation. You feel embarrassed, frustrated, maybe even angry. Instead of letting those emotions take over and lashing out, practice what we talked about. Take a deep breath, recognize that feeling in your chest, that tightness is anger. Acknowledge it without judgment, then try to understand why you're reacting this way. Did you put a lot of work into the presentation? Is there a fear of not meeting expectations? Once you have some clarity, find a healthy outlet, talk to a coworker, journal about it, or take a short walk. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't something you achieve overnight, it's a journey. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you can understand your emotions, manage them effectively, and express them authentically, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities, deeper connections, greater resilience, and a life lived with more intention and purpose. So there you have it, your daily dose of emotional intelligence magic. Don't forget to practice what we talked about today. Take those feelings head on, label them, understand their triggers, and express them in healthy ways. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You're doing great. Ready to level up your emotional game? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little emotional intelligence boost. And let me know what you're learning about your own emotions. Join the conversation on social media. See you in the next Shadow Work Quickie, where we'll be tackling another aspect of inner child healing. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.